Hi, this is Thomas Hayden Church. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcome you to this week's edition of TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. This being Mother's Day weekend, as this program airs, our second hour will include encore presentations of our conversations with two of the most beloved TV moms of all, June Lockhart and Marion Ross. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. Later on this hour, we will pay tribute to Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte, the Grammy Award-winning singer-actor who rose to the heights of show business in the 50s and 60s and who used his platform to advance the cause of civil rights. Harry Belafonte passed away last week at the age of 96. Our friend Steve Binder directed Harry Belafonte in 1968 in a highly acclaimed television special starring Petula Clark, that is also remembered from the moment in which Clark reached out and touched Belafonte on the arm while they both performed the song On the Path of Glory. That sparked a controversy among the show's sponsors over whether that shot should be taken out of the special. Steve Binder will tell us the backstory of the touch when we pay tribute to Harry Belafonte later on in this hour. We hope you stay tuned for that as well. In the meantime, we'll begin this hour by welcoming actress, singer, and bass guitar player Natasha Blossick. Natasha won the Rising Star Award last year at the Melbourne International Film Festival. She is currently seen as a mail-order bride named Svetlana in the hard-to-describe and, if I may, sometimes hard-to-watch comedy documentary series Paul T. Goldman. Paul T. Goldman now streaming on Peacock TV. Natasha will soon be seen opposite Gerald Butler, Jeremy Piven, Eva Longoria, and Jamie Foxx in All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend, the comedy feature that also marks the directorial debut of Jamie Foxx, coming soon to a theater near you. Natasha also has another movie coming out called Moms Rising. Plus, she appears in the award-winning live-action video game Immortality. She also performs with her husband, Martin Blossick, in a band called Snowflakes. Not only that, they have a single out right now called Ukraine Will Prevail. It sort of serves as an anthem for Natasha's home country, the Ukraine. We'll touch on these topics and a whole lot more in just a second. Natasha Blossick, welcome to TV Confidential.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me, Ed, and thank you so much for this introduction.
Let's start with the band, and let's start with your guitar playing. We played the first 20 seconds of Ukraine Will Prevail as our bumper music for our segment with Natasha, and it begins with this driving bass guitar solo that's you. I mean, it is.
No, thank you so much for playing this. And yeah, Martin, my husband, he wrote this song, and he wrote me that bass solo, and he's like, you're not playing it for yourself, you're playing this for Ukraine, so rehearse and practice.
Well, actually, that's a good point, because there's a difference between just riffing and playing something that you know is going to be recorded, and you know that's going to be released as a work of art, and in this case, a work of art that is also, you know, hopes to serve as a source of inspiration. So I would imagine you've been playing guitar for a long time. You've been performing with Martin for a long time. But I would imagine, in a way, the actor in you kicked in when you prepared to play that song.
Oh, that's so true. You got me right. Because the actor in me, just like, especially with words like this, you're not playing this for yourself. I was like, okay, I better do good. It's a very meaningful song to me. As soon as I heard it, I started crying. And then, you know, as soon as we recorded, the first person I sent it to is my friend who's fighting right now, and he's on the front line in Ukraine.
Wow.
And this is like, I sent it to him, and it's like, his opinion was so important to me. Because I think, okay, like, that's what we do is on this side, but, like, can he respond? Can he hear what we were trying to say? But, like, and Martin was always also worried that he's not Ukrainian, and how can he write a song about Ukraine? So he kind of was thinking about this song for a couple of months before he kind of presented this to me. But, like, as soon as I sent this to my friend, Stas, he liked it, he loved it, and that was, like, that was so meaningful to us both. We just, like, okay, I adopted completely. Like, he responded, and I think for me, that was like the best I could hope for. First time we performed that song is at the fundraiser for Ukraine, and my parents already came here as refugees. And, you know, seeing their faces, like, I was crying, they were crying. It was, like, really, really emotional. I was just so grateful seeing them, you know, safe. And it was just, yeah, every time I play this song, it's an emotional experience.
Well, Martin may not be Ukrainian, but you and he have been married for a long, long time. So he's Ukrainian once removed, if I may.
Yes. I think Ukrainians miss, like, rubbed off on him pretty good at this point.
And what I like about the song, it's modern, but it's also kind of, there's a retro vibe to it, especially with the bass solo that you open with. I mean, it reminds me of the old Peter Gunn song from the 60s. Do 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 do.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So this is probably more a question for Martin, but being married to a musician, when he came up with this song, for example, did the melody pop into his head first and then the lyrics came, or was it the other way around?
He just stood it out there and he said together.
Okay.
I think, like, and actually it's interesting because sometimes he will come out of the shower and he's like, I wrote a new song. Like, it just happens, I guess, when he's in the shower. But I think on this song, he's like, yeah, he's been thinking about it for a couple of months, and he just, and I guess it came up together. He wanted something like a protest song, like mm-hmm. an anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I heard it, I was like, I think this is it.
Well, no, it definitely has that searing, soaring, rising, you know, I mean, rising action is a dramatic term, but it also works in music in that everything kind of builds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it definitely serves as an anthem. And as you mentioned earlier, your friend who's on the front lines, he drew inspiration for it. And it also has a sort of superhero vibe to it, too.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Actually, you know, interesting, even before war started, we have this idea, like, for a movie, and we wanted to create a Ukrainian superhero.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we have this whole concept. Her name is Sharon Noble, and it's kind of like we created the whole storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe, like, this Ukrainian superhero is kind of like, you know, we're thinking about it.
Well,
maybe he was thinking while he was writing it.
Well, you are welcome to appropriate that if you wish.
I like it. Thank you.
Ukraine Will Prevail is available on Spotify. Ukraine Will Prevail, the new song by Snowflakes, the band featuring Natasha Blasik, our guest this hour, and her husband Martin Blasik. Natasha, currently seen as Svetlana, the mail order bride in the Peacock TV series Paul T. Goldman. She has several movies coming out, including All Star Weekend, starring and directed by Jamie Foxx. We'll talk about some of your movies in just a second, but we mentioned you were born in Ukraine. You came to the United States many years ago, shortly before the Berlin Wall fell, but you still had family when you came to the United States. I know your mom and your dad are here. Do you still have family overseas?
I still have an uncle. Like, I still have an uncle in Ukraine. But my grandparents, they passed away. So it's like now most of my family is here. And I was just thinking how crazy sometimes life works. Because my sister got here 3 years ago, and she met a guy just like completely separately, and he happens to live in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
And that was like absolutely, and she, I don't think she was, maybe subconsciously, she was thinking about moving here, but she never told me that. She was always like thinking about going to Italy or some kind of dreaming, like, you know, different, not American thoughts. And so that she actually moved here with this guy, and then my parents came due to war, and now we're all here. It's like a, I mean, it's such a sad circumstance, but in a way, for me, it's also a blessing that it's like, and now I have my family here. So that's absolutely actually incredible how sometimes life works.
Well, as a friend of mine likes to say, the world is round and the world is small. You know?
Yes, that's so true. And I think it was like more you, like, Yeah, more you live, more you see how small it is and how we all connected, and it's just like so crazy, yes.
Absolutely. Well, right now we're connected to Natasha Blahcik, Natasha Blahcik, star of the Peacock TV series Paul T. Goldman. Natasha also will be seen in the theatrical motion picture All-Star Weekend comedy, starring and directed by Jamie Foxx.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I understand that Jamie had a health scare about a week or so ago. Have you been in touch with him? Is he okay?
I texted him. I did not hear anything back from him, so I just hope he's okay. And I, like, keep, you know, like, following news and our, like, friends in common that we, like, you know, they just so I talk to them. So it's like everybody's saying they keep praying and, you know, hopefully he will be good soon. It's really scary.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't know how soon this happened after he wrapped up All-Star Weekend, but I know because I've talked to a few actors who have directed, and it's one thing when you're in front of the camera and all you have to do is concentrate on the character you have to play and the thing you have to do, whether you're in the movie for 10 pages or whether you're in the movie for 80 out of 95 pages. You know, you just have to do the one thing. Whereas if you're directing, you got to be you have to know the answer to everything. And if you've never done that before, that can take its toll on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's so much harder than just, you know, do one thing. And, like, I mean, he's an incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, seeing him, like, actually in one scene, Jeremy Piven was in the set. And he saw that Jamie was very, like, overwhelmed, and there was a lot of things going on. It was, like, this day was, like, so many background actors. It was just a huge, huge, huge day.
Mm-hmm.
And I did something, and Jeremy Piven came to me. He's like, oh, my gosh, you did so great. And if Jamie does not see it now because he's so overwhelmed, he will definitely see it once he will watch the dailies. So he kind of, like, was, you know, like, really kind to at least give me affirmations that obviously I was needing, I think.
Well, it sounds like the fact that you just gave us an example of the sort of community, the sense of community mm-hmm. that extended on the set. Jeremy reached out to you and said, okay, he may not have noticed that right now, but he'll notice that tonight when he sees the rushes. And that really starts with Jamie Foxx because, as I say, he has to know the answer to everything because the director is the runner of the picture. And so he creates the environment that allows actors to have that sense of community and reach out and support each other.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. Because that's what I felt from him. He would create this space that's kind of like that. I felt very creative. I felt safe to create and people were like having fun. It's just like he did create like really wonderful, wonderful space. Yeah.
Jeremy Piven co-stars with Natasha Blahcik in the theatrical motion picture All-Star Weekend, also starring and directed by Jamie Foxx. All-Star Weekend coming to a theater near you. I understand that when you first read for Jamie, he asked you to improvise the reading. Had you ever done anything like that before?
I mean, I did improv classes, like, I did all that, but just, like, at the callback, he just, like, oh, let's improv, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, the best, like, actor comedian in the freaking world.
Exactly.
Like, one of the best, so I was, like, panicking, like, I was, like, freaking out, I was, like, okay, just, like, just like pretend like it's just like acting class, like just like another shoot. Just don't freak out. And he's just so great. Like it's just he has such an ease. So I just had fun. Like I really, really, really had fun. But I was like, yeah, say that I was freaking out is just to say nothing. And then I got in the car and I started driving. And as soon as I hit freeway, my manager called me and he's like, guess what? I was like, what? He hit me. He's like, no, you got the job.
Cool. Hey, well, I'm not an actor. I just talked to Natasha Blasek on the radio. But if I may, it sounds like Jamie saw something in you and say, okay, she can do this.
I think so, too. And, you know, this interesting thing he was saying, like people around him were saying that he just wanted to really cast people who are really great for the part.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he was not going looking at the social media and all this kind of thing. So just for him, it was just important to cast an actor who will do the best, you know, to the best character, how he saw it. And that meant to me so much, just that he saw that. And actually, he was telling me like, oh yeah, I was showing you auditions to other people. And I thought, that's okay. He probably said it just because, you know, he wanted me to feel good about my acting.
Yeah.
But then other actors did tell me, like, yeah, Jamie showed me your audition just to, he was so, you know, happy to find you. So he truly saw something in me. And it was so meaningful for my confidence, for everything. And, I mean, he's like, he's a genius. And it's like, oh my God, he saw something in me. So I must have something. He's just like a huge, 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 just emotional stamp, like for me, like it's just like, okay, I may have something.
Mm-hmm.
So it just changed everything for me.
On the line with us is Natasha Blasek. Natasha Blasek, one of the stars of Paul T. Goldman on Peacock TV, Paul T. Goldman, the offbeat series that is executive produced by Seth Rogen and directed by Jason Wulliner of the Borat movies. Natasha will soon be seen in the feature comedy All-Star Weekend, starring and directed by Jamie Foxx, as well as the historical drama Moms Rising and the crime thriller Karaganda. Natasha also appears in the award-winning video game Immortality and performs in the band Snowflakes along with her husband Martin Blasek. The song Ukraine Will Prevail, available on Spotify. You can follow Natasha on social media, including Instagram and Facebook. I know what I wanted to ask. I'm going to jump around a little bit.
Okay.
We mentioned the video game Immortality. Now, I've talked to a couple of actors who have performed in video games.
Oh.
And
cool.
I have learned that is one of the most challenging jobs an actor can have, because if you're doing something traditional like All-Star Weekend, you do your job to convey your character, to serve the story as written in the scene. With video games, it's different because you have to act out all the different possible outcomes.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, like Immortality, we did shoot it as a feature film.
Mm-hmm.
But we would do like a couple of different endings and kind of like maybe hype up a little bit certain moments just for the suspense.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was very easy actually experience, because I just trusted the vision. As soon as I read the script, it was such an artistic story. Like, the visuals were so freaking amazing. It was just absolutely, like, it just some kind of mind-bending, like, storytelling. So I was just, like, really excited to be on board and do whatever and just go with the flow and the vision. So I think because of my attitude, I just had a, like, really easy time on the set. It was just, like, incredible visuals there. And it's like Sam Barlow, who's the creator of the video game, he's like, that's not his first game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the way his mind works is absolutely incredible. I still like have to wrap my mind around the whole game, because he shot it as a 3 feature film.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of connected it all together. And as a viewer, you can travel through those feature films and kind of like figured out some clues and, like, asked some questions. So it's very stimulating experience. And it's just like, I don't know, it's like absolutely kind of very fascinating the way he created that. And it's actually right now, so you can play it on Netflix. They have gaming apps. So for me, that was just like, they have, like, I felt really good to be a part of something so creative and so interesting. And I totally trusted them. And then he would do, like, ask some kind of different endings. I mean, as an actor, it was, like, very exciting that you can play and you can do different things.
Natasha appears in the award-winning video game Immortality, which you can find on the Netflix gaming app as well as many other gaming apps. And as I say, I have a lot of respect for actors who perform in video games simply because you got to be, of course, this will depend on the nature of the game, but because it is more demanding, you're essentially shooting three different movies, as you said a few minutes ago, you have to be able to perform, have a certain amount of physical stamina to rise to that challenge. And you're young, you take care of yourself, obviously, you're able to do that.
Well, it was just like, the set was like absolutely fun. And the game, like, we just got nominated. The game got nominated for 6 BAFTAs and won 1 BAFTA.
Oh.
So I was just like so excited. I was like, I mean, this game definitely deserves it because people who worked on it. It was just so nice to be like part of a team that I saw everybody was so passionate and so talented and so creative. Yeah, it was a very amazing experience. And we were shooting it during, like, right after, you know, kind of pandemic rules got a little bit, like, and it just being on the set around people, that was so exciting for everybody.
Yeah.
I think we just were flipping just from joy that we see people again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked to enough actors who, the first thing they've told me when even when they were making a movie under pandemic restrictions, going back to the sense of community on the set, even if you're masked up and even if you're, you know, further apart from everybody as you normally would, the fact that you're all together on a movie set doing something that you love to do and that you're trained to do, that helps create a sense of normalcy in an unnormal time.
Yes. It was like, it was that, exactly. And, you know, like, I couldn't even see Sam's face because, you know, everybody was wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually funny at the rep party. I came over and I was like, where's the director? And because I did not, like, because at the rep party people took off their masks a little. But I did not recognize him.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the director. So I came over and was like, I guess it's Sam.
Wow.
I guess you're the director. I guess it's good to see you.
Oh, so the first time you had FaceTime with them was at the wrap party?
Yes, when I actually saw his full face, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then were there times in the movie when he would say, okay, Natasha, I want you to do this, I want you to do that? How would he convey that to you?
Well, he will, like, talk to me, but, you know, it's actually, he's very calm and very kind of even guy.
Okay.
So, and because you don't see his face, so I was like, as a, like, nervous actor, I was like, thinking, is he mad at me? Like me? Because if he wouldn't smile and say it with a smile and you get, like, you don't hear it in the voice,
yeah,
like, I'm like playing, like, the tricks in your mind. It's like, oh my gosh, did I do something wrong? Like, he didn't smile. But it's like, because yeah, you don't see the face,
right?
Like, yeah, it's like you just guess my voice. So it is like absolutely.
Yeah, and okay, so I follow you now. So it's like you saw his quote-unquote real face without his director face. You saw his face as a person at the rap party. That was the first time you sort of met him as a person, so to speak.
Yes.
That makes sense.
He's just like, he's such a, kind of like, has this soft about him. And like, yeah, he's not so, like, overly excited. He's, like, calm. And that's why it was nice, actually, him without mask kind of picked up on all those, like, sense, like, oh, he all this notes. He was just like calmly direct, and because sometimes as an actor you go in like the worst scenarios, he's like, that doesn't be wrong.
Natasha Blasik is on the line. She can be seen in the award-winning video game Immortality. That buzz you hear in the background, folks, that is the leaf blower for some reason. I apologize for that. There is no rhyme or reason to the leaf blowers.
There is a rhyme and reason. They're leaves.
Well, yeah, well, they're leaves, but you know, it's not. I mean, sometimes they show up at noon. Sometimes they show up at 4:00, and I usually schedule at this time because it's usually quiet. But this is one of those days. This is one of those days when Murphy doesn't sleep. So.
Oh, you are like know their schedule. Wow.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and as I say, you try to arrange calls at a time when I know it's probably going to be quiet, but this is just one of those things that when it happens, I just kind of roll with it because I want to take advantage of my time with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always like, I know when I do like kind of even auditions at home, every time it's like everything is quiet, it's quiet. It's like, okay, we're ready to record, and in the plane.
Yep.
We think it's like God has a sense of humor and he just likes to, you know, play jokes.
Well, yeah, and that's a very good way of looking at it. Natasha Blasek is on the line with us. Natasha Blasek, one of the stars of the Peacock TV series, Paul T. Goldman. We'll take a quick time out. We'll wait for the leaf blowers to pass by. Then we'll continue our conversation with Natasha here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.